You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Another hazy, sooty start to a day. You would think we would be out of this mess by now, but no.
I was watching the ash fall from the sky this morning.
Funny people have to dust off their cars.
You do? Yeah, it's bad again.
We'll get into the 70s today, probably 60s tomorrow. So, you want to share your thoughts? I hear the music you're playing. It's
poor America.
Man, America.
So, how many people are moving to Canada this morning, huh? Yeah, I was trying to get everything done yesterday, getting all my chores done. I had a little bit of work to do some stuff with the kids, because I was ready to plop down on the couch at 7 o'clock last night and watch what I thought was going to be a decent debate.
Mm-hmm.
And man, what happened? What happened, Dom?
Chaos.
I think somebody on Twitter last night said it was an S show inside a dumpster fire inside a train wreck.
Pretty apt.
And that pretty much sums it up. Well, and I watched the entire thing. I couldn't turn away. I was like, it's got to get better. It's got to get better. And then it didn't get better. I was like, how much more worse can this get? How much more worse can this get? Pretty bad.
And then it did.
Then it did, man.
Here's what I feel bad about is I've been telling you over the last couple of months how this is my stepdaughter's first election, Zoe, and she's really intrigued by it. I'm proud of her for that. She's really interested. She's really interested in the ballot. She, you know, signed, she registered, she did all of this. She was as interested as anybody to sit down last night and watch. This was her first time to pay attention, her first exposure.
This is what she got, huh?
To a debate, a presidential debate. And I was thinking back to all the presidential debates that I've seen in my lifetime, and a lot of them get contentious. There's no doubt. We always make everything out as, you know, this is the worst it's ever been. We like to do that in
our society.
However, last night was the worst.
It's the worst it's ever been.
And she and her mom sat there and kept watching it. I was like 10 or 15 minutes. I was like, all right, I know everything I need to know. Mm-hmm. This is just going to be, as you said, the S show.
Yeah.
And I checked out, but I felt really bad for the young people in America who are for the first time paying attention to this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And this is what they are going to judge.
It's usually not
on.
Like this. Yeah, I looked over at Nick Neck a few times, and she just had her hands like on her face, and it was just kind of like, what is happening right now? And then you get on to social media, and the comments, of course, are going back and forth and back and forth. And then there's hundreds upon hundreds of comments with just, you know, the words, get out and vote and register to vote. Do your part. Yes, 100%. Get out and vote. Register to vote. Yes, 100% do that. But even if you do go out and vote and you do register to vote, I don't want to vote for either one of these dudes. I was reading these like, yeah, get out and vote. But for who? So embarrassing for our country last night, man.
Yeah, I woke up this morning to an email. A member of the Mindbender Club, who lives in Europe, wrote to me and was offering to provide, you know, a European spin. I'm like,
nah.
I haven't written back yet, but when I do, I'm right back and say, look, there is not a thing you can say from your European perspective. No offense, but nothing that we don't already know.
Did it look as bad over there?
Well, it's funny because I think that they're coming at it from a viewpoint of, you know, you don't know what the rest of the world's saying. And I want to write back and say, yeah, for like the last 10 years with technology, it is really one big world community now.
Yeah, you kind of know.
It's not like we're in the dark about what's going on, you know, and we're well aware that Europe has its own issues and problems.
Sure.
Just like you're aware of ours.
Yep.
Everybody's dirty laundry is hanging out for the whole world to see.
It's being aired on Twitter. Yes, it is.
The only people who don't get to see it are maybe some people in North Korea.
You know,
they don't get to see what's going on. They're fed a little diet of, you know, what's allowed. But the rest of the world all gets to, we all pull our own pants down and reveal ourselves to the rest of the world.
Everybody saw that last night.
Ugh.
I hope they just decide to say, you know what, we don't want to do any more debates. I hope they do the VP one, which I think is next, and then there's supposed to be like one or two more after that. Well, can they just say, we don't need to do that?
Jeremy,
let's just cancel it.
I thought the same thing.
We don't need it.
What is to be gained now?
Zero.
I mean, what was gained from last night?
It's going to be the same thing all over again. It's just going to make us look horrible again. So
ay, ay, ay.
Cancel it. Hit the restart button on the Nintendo.